Yeah, Elliot Wilson, Sirius XM Hip Hop Nation. Pardon me, I had to interrupt that slaughterhouse. I'm sorry, but my boy Troy Ave finally came in the building, man.
What up, though? What up, though? Pardon my tardiness,
man. We got like 10 minutes, my tardy friend.
Yeah, we had a bunch of obstacles we had to overcome. Or the mother.
How do you feel, man?
I walked here for like 2 blocks, man. I ran in the building just for you, E.
Life after Summer Jam. How you feel, man?
I feel good, man. I feel amazing. I feel good.
How you think you did out there, man? You know, I blessed the stage a little bit.
Everybody know.
I blessed that stage.
Yeah, you definitely did. You all in the videos.
I saw it all in the videos.
All in the videos, Summer
Yo,
Jam.
Yo, I saw T.I., right? I was outside, I was in the front, so I took a picture of you with Instagram. So I was like, all right, let me get to the side of the stage. Because you know you can stand on that side of the stage, right?
Right.
So I get to the side, and I see T.I. And T.I. looks at me, gives me a pound, and then he's looking like ushering behind me, and then he hopped the little side fence
and started
going to the stage. And then his man Jason Jeter was behind him.
Yeah.
So Jason looked at me like, what you doing? Let's go.
And what you gonna do?
Jason hopped it. So now I just followed them. And then as soon as T.I. cleared out, I got the Instagram on the side.
And then gave Hovain a pound. Right.
And then Hovain pulled me to the front. Who was I to say no, man?
I mean, come on.
Who was I to say no?
You can't. This is OGE, BSB. You can't miss that moment. We can't miss the moment, man. I was in there fucking shit up. I told my, I made the best of my time. I said, man, I don't give a fuck. No matter what, I'm going to blow this shit up.
You got about 7 minutes?
Seven minutes, man. I just got a video. I put niggas on some gym screen and all that.
Yeah, you brought it to Trinidad James, man.
And I rocked that shit. Man, I did that shit by myself and fucked it up. I had no other choice. I had to. And I made it happen. We don't cry about nothing that happened. We just, fuck it. That ain't going to happen. Cool. Then we just going to overcome.
Sorry I missed the after party, man. I'm old, man.
Nah, don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. We partying up for you, man.
Yo, Troy's so focused. Even when we left the arena, he's like, yo, you go after party. What's going on?
That's right. What's going on?
I'm like, Troy, I'm 43. My wife hasn't given me permission. I'm tired.
Don't worry about that, man. Hey, my pops is 47.
Okay.
My pops 49. He was partying with us the night before. So don't worry about that. I know you got to put in the permissive a little early sometimes.
Sometimes you got to put a little early, man.
Right. But well, we here now, though, man. We here.
Does it feel like a whole, like you did that the Excel cover? It's like the checklist is now complete now, right?
In terms of those things, right? Yeah, in terms of those things, you
new
know
goals.
What I mean?
Like, time for some new goals.
Time for new goals. Like, the Summer Jam wasn't even really, it wasn't something I thought of so much. The XXL cover, I wanted that for like 3 years. The Summer Jam stage, I wanted it for 1 year since I did the last one after I got that taste. And now I just got new goals, man. I want my goals. See, I like to be humble and fucking honest with my goals. I'm thinking I want to perform in the late night on the next Summer Jam. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When that sun comes down. Yeah, but I guarantee you this: if I do sign with a major and I put out an album, I'm going to headline Summer Jam next year. That's if those two things happen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But other
than that, I will be performing on there. When the sun go down next year, that's a fact though. Because
you like to face those challenges to yourself. Like I think one part we did of our interview with the truth, I don't think it made the final cut because we had so many gems, man. We could have ran like a 30-minute version.
That was an epic piece you did. Thank you, sir.
You were saying, I'm gonna get my crown. He's like, how long is it gonna take me? He's like, maybe a year. I'm gonna give myself 18 months.
18 months.
18 months.
You gotta be reasonable.
I'm gonna be realistic.
We on the truth, man. I speak the truth. I'm gotta be realistic, man. 18 months is a good enough time span for me to work towards getting myself a crown, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely going to work towards performing at that stage in the nighttime. And I think I'm going to headline that shit. If I put out an album, that's going to happen. That's a fact, though.
Yeah.
Trust me.
But now that you got all this attention on you, man, articles being written, man, all these things does your music back up your talk? Because everybody knows you're a charismatic fellow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You talk the talk. Like, like for people that still aren't convinced, like, what do you think they're not connecting? Or do you think that
they're
just trying to criticize?
My music got me here before the talk. It just so happened that everybody's listening to me now. But before any talk, I had the music.
Yeah.
That's what got me on these platforms to speak and be spoken about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the music is the least of our worries. That's no big deal. We could do that all day. I got my, because I'm self-made and self-paid. I don't have to go reach out to this nigga to get me a hook. I don't got to get with that producer to make me a beat. I got all the produce, those my niggas. They with me. I make all my hooks. That's with me.
Yeah.
I'm self-contained. Anything I need to do. And everything I've been doing been on an upward trajectory, and it's not going to stop.
I like that word, trajectory.
Yeah, trajectory. Yeah. It's a tricky word. It ain't going to stop. And as far as they talking about, if I got the music, I don't know if the question meant if I had the music, like the good music that goes with the hype, or if they talking about if my music is legit, if I'm about all that, I'm definitely about.
No, I think it's the first part.
Okay, cool. Yeah. cool.
Speaking to me about that, like, you're not putting no hands on no riders, man. Don't be beating people up, man.
I heard some.
There's a lot of rumors, man.
That's crazy, man. It's just, you know, things happen.
I don't condone that, man.
Yeah, but some people got.
I mean, I don't
chill.
Support that. You know.
Yeah, we definitely don't support
but
that.
But they dissed me too, man. I got caught it, man.
People I know. I didn't like that, man. I took offense to that. Don't be talking about OGE, man. I don't like that. It's one thing if you do some writing and, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but don't be slanderous and you know the correct term because, you know, you're professional.
Yeah, you want to be critical of you, but if somebody calls you a bozo,
that's
you're
crazy.
Changing the conversation.
You know
you're
what
changing
I'm saying?
The conversation.
And so I guess karma probably caught up to him or whatever. But I was in the club partying. I was in the club, and then I was in Summer Jam. I don't know what happened, but I heard something happened to him.
Oh, man.
It might have been a Twitter rumor.
Your Twitter rumor. A lot of Twitter rumors out there.
Yeah, I ain't. Twitter rumors.
Your
crazy,
style
man.
Remix, man.
Yeah, your style remix.
We're playing
remix.
It. You ready? Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Drop that.
I want to try to get this show on SiriusXM Hip Hop Nation, Troy, man. You should have bought that remix for me, man.
Yo, I ain't going to front. I was in the V talking to Hovain, man. And I said, yo, he just started this joint. He said, nah, he always did the truth. I said, yeah, we did it before, not the truth.
Yeah, the internet thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah, we
now,
all did.
But
now
for Black Music Month, they have me doing a special. Keep
they
it
might
throw
as well
here,
keep
so.
This on. I'm proud of you, my nigga.
Thank
real
you,
shit.
Brother.
I love it. I love when my niggas get more platforms to do. You know
I
what I mean?
I appreciate that,
and
man.
And especially given what we do, all we need is the light to shine, and it's going to blow the fuck up.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to close it out with the original Your Style then, man. If I can't get that
definitely.
Remix yet.
We get the remix.
Give me one hint about that remix,
probably
man. You guys are promising like some flavor in your ear type remix.
Yeah, it's
like,
going to be ill.
Some remix on that level. Man, it's one of the greatest remixes. That's
I need DJ Khaled to tell you about this remix. He talked that this is the biggest remix. This shit is going to be ill. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be one of the best remixes that you heard. It's going to be top three all year. I don't know who else dropping shit, but it's going to be top three all year. And it's going to be one of the biggest records. It's going to be amazing. It's going to have some people from the past, some people from the new.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be OL. It's going to be dope. We ain't spend no expense with this shit.
Yeah.
I can't play. This record is a dope-ass record. And the scary part is I got more records. I got Jimmy.
You told me the whole album's done, really. Whether
Major
you get
Without
whether you
Deal.
Get a, Major Without Deal is complete.
Uh-huh.
And whether you get a major deal or not,
yeah,
the album is pretty much done.
Yep. Well, it's pretty much done. All I got to do is get the features. And now that I'm moving and shaking how I am, it's not. Those ain't nothing. Those ain't hard to come by. You know what
those
I'm saying?
Those ain't it's tough calls to make no more,
yeah,
right?
In fact, I was kicking it with Drake the other day. Drake, man, fuck with you, whatever. So shit like that is ill. That you don't really
I saw you with Snoop Dogg, that, like,
oh,
legends
man,
in the
shout
game.
Shout out to the Uncle Snoop, man. The OG. He was the first nigga who put me on about the West Coast. I was telling Snoop, I said, man, you got me in trouble in school. My teacher took the Doggy Style cassette from me. That my mom's bought me.
Yeah.
She took that and was just like, nah, this is too explicit. You remember how the cover looked
or
whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so, but it was just ill to fucking turn around.
And even T.I. jumping on that stage, man.
T.I., salute to T.I., man. Salute to everybody. It's ill how a motherfucking down south nigga came and got on the stage with me. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. It's all one
crazy.
World, baby.
Yeah, that's
Troy,
ill.
I appreciate you coming at the end, man. Thank you so much, my brother.
I appreciate you having me in pause. I'm not coming at the end.
Very good.
Don't do
you
that.
You called me slipping, my G.
Oh, man. That's what I'm here for. I got you.
We keep each other on point, man. Pause.
100%.
Whatever that
means. Yeah.
Let's close it out, man. I appreciate being part of this Black Music Month, man. A special edition to Keep It Thorough. Let's close it out with Troy Ave with Your Style, man. SiriusXM Hip Hop Nation.